Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Rabbi Shimon Finkelman writes in his work, The Gift of Speech, imagine we were living in the holy city of Yerushalayim just before the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. The word was spreading that the Romans were advancing towards the city poised for battle. All hope seemed to be lost. Then an announcement was heard. The Nasi ordered everyone, men, women, and children, to assemble in the city square at an appointed time. The moment arrived and tens of thousands fell silent as the Nasi stepped up onto the platform and addressed the crowd. My fellow Jews, the situation is grim. It's only a matter of time before the siege of Yerushalayim will begin. No one will be able to enter or exit the city. Food will grow scarce, and the Romans will be preparing for the moment when they will breach the wall which surrounds our beloved city. We are vastly outnumbered, both in numbers and in weaponry. But hope is not lost. Even if a sharp sword is resting on a person's neck, he should not despair of Hashem's mercy. The great rabbis of our generation have informed me that they know which sin is causing this to happen. It's sin'at hinam, senseless hatred. So many of us are guilty of lashon hara, of harboring hatred. And there is an ill will and bitterness amongst us. Please, I beg you, before it's too late, stop the lashon hara. Judge your friends favorably. Fill your hearts with Ahavat Yisrael. This and only this can save our city and precious Beit HaMikdash from destruction. How would we have responded to that call of the Nasi? We would like to think that if we were there, we would have immediately reconciled with all those who we had ill will towards. In the olden days, there were prophets as well as individuals who had Ruach HaKodesh, who were able to communicate to us the words of Hashem. During these times, how does Hashem communicate with us? Through the way that he runs the world, Behashkaha Peratit. When major events happen, it's Hashem giving us a message. The 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva passed away because they were not respecting each other properly. Chazal tell us they died from Askira, which is suffocation. Rabbi Yaakov Hillel related, 1 year ago, when so many people were dying from corona, which is also a sickness that causes the person to die from a loss of oxygen. He said then, it was a calling from Hashem to improve in our Ben Adam L'Chaviro. Now, a year later, the rabbi said, we are all shaken up from the recent tragedy in Meron where 45 people died. Also from suffocation. Yes, each of these precious tzaddikim completed their jobs here in this world and they're enjoying the eternal world. But the way in which Hashem brought it about was to give us a message. And the rabbi said the message is clear. We still have hatred amongst us. We are still not giving people the kavod the way we are supposed to. We must all do something in this area to improve. Hashem is calling upon us. He wants to bring Mashiach, but the sinat hinam is still within our circles. People say sometimes, yes, I love everyone, I just can't love him. Or I forgive everyone, I just can't forgive her. Enough is enough. No more exceptions. We must rise to the calling and forgive everyone. We must release the negative feelings. Families must unite brothers, sisters, parents, and children, no more enemies. Let us respond to the calling the same way we would have had we been there when the Nasi was calling upon Kalal Yisrael to prevent the Khorban Beit HaMikdash. If we could all forgive, that could be the zechur we need to bring Mashiach. Every single person counts. Don't say, is my forgiving really going to do anything? It is. Have in mind, we're forgiving because it's the Ratzon Hashem. We're sacrificing our own personal interest to do His will. Everyone can do it. And there's always room for improvement. There are great sefarim available that we could read to give us chizuk, to honor people properly. To believe that when people did harm us, it was caused from Hashem for our good. If we can all heroically make peace amongst us, Be'ezrat Hashem, we will merit to see the Geulah Shelema. Amen. Have a great day.